served with Task Force Paladin in southern Afghanistan, largely in the Kandahar and Helmand provinces, and I was on an explosive ordnance disposal team, part of a larger counter-IED team, and our mission was to beat IED networks, which was crucial because that's the greatest cause of casualties, coalition casualties, as well as the Afghan casualties in the war.
Why EOD? Did you get assigned there, or is that something you volunteer for?
There's no such thing as just getting assigned to EOD. It's actually so dangerous that at any point in your career, you can actually say, hey, I don't want to do this anymore, and they have to let you out of it. So, no, it was definitely, I volunteered to do it, and it just seemed like a great challenge. And, you know, when I went through the school, there was probably about a 75% attrition rate, and I wanted to work with the best, so that's what I chose to do.
Jeez, Tristan, I mean, that's pretty intense. But if I had to guess, I guess it was either extremely hot or cold, chaotic, and again, just incredibly stressful. And you lost some friends, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure did. I lost my closest friend, Brian Berkey, in 2009. He was killed by an enemy sniper. That was a really devastating, dark part of my life.
When you were there, did you ever think of home back in Montana, or was your mind just so focused, so absorbed in living one day to the next?
No, you know, being in Afghanistan was surprisingly stress-free. You know, back here at home, I got to worry about paying bills and doing homework, and I got a pregnant wife at home and two stepdaughters. You know, there's a lot of stuff to worry about. Where there is, all you have to worry about is not getting killed and not letting your friends get killed, you know, which is that it sounds like it's a lot more stressful, but really it's not quite as cumulative. You know, there's only two major things to worry about instead of 1,000 minor things. But, you know, back to your question, in between responses or in between missions, yeah, I constantly thought of Montana. You know, I was in a really dreary, brown, hot place. So naturally, my mind is going to travel to the best place that I know in the world is Montana.
Mm. How long did you serve?
I was in Afghanistan for 5 months. I came home early to escort my friend's body.
What was it like when you got back? Was it more difficult than you would have expected or easier than you would have expected?
I don't know, coming back under those circumstances, I didn't really have expectations, but I found it extremely difficult adjusting to, you know, a non-combat way of life after being over there. And after a while, it really, really took its toll, and I ended up having to seek help for anger issues or post-traumatic stress or anything like that.
Can you talk about that more? Why was it difficult adjusting to non-combat life?
It's hard to put words to why it was difficult. For one thing, I was in the Air Force, and largely it's a very non-combative culture. And here we are, these guys who are heavily involved in combat, and that branch of the military just didn't know how to deal with us at the time. Since then, they've really turned 180 and gotten a lot better at it, but, you know, it was kind of just a difficult transition.
You lead the Veterans Outreach Program, which is sponsored by the Montana Wilderness Association. What is it, and did you create it, actually?
Yes, I mean, I certainly do not take all the credit. What happened is a fellow from the Montana Wilderness Association spoke at one of my classes at the U of M, and his name's Zach Porter, and he's the Next Gen Wilderness Leader Program Director. Our main goal is for veterans to be able to connect with each other in a wilderness setting. So what we do is, at no cost to the veteran, we plan trips into the backcountry and try to get about a half a dozen veterans, you know, 6 to 8 vets together, and do overnight or day trips into the backcountry. We're also promoting stewardship projects, such as work on the Continental Divide Trail, and also, you know, wilderness education about current policies and current events and wilderness affairs.
What sort of impact does this program have on participants, do you think?
It has a multitude of impacts. You know, first and foremost, veterans get to connect with each other, and that's that's something that's dearly missed once you leave the military community. And, you know, that's just so important, I think, especially in a wilderness setting where the naturally therapeutic values of wilderness. And then on the other hand, it helps wilderness, too, because veterans are a very, you know, well-respected group, and they have overwhelming support from the public. So the more appreciation veterans gather, the more outspoken they'll be on wilderness issues.
You mentioned the therapeutic values of wilderness. What does that mean? Just peace and quiet?
Peace and quiet, the natural decompression that occurs when we take a step out of society temporarily. Just the beauty and the serenity we find in our natural areas, wilderness areas.
Justin, what is this Champions of Change Award?
The Champion of Change program is a White House program that recognizes people that are trying to make a difference within their community at the grassroots level. And that's just what we're trying to do within the Montana's veteran community.
Have you been through the award ceremony yet?
Yes, I was just walking through from the award ceremony to a meeting with Senator Walsh's staff.
How'd it go? I assume you met the president.
No, actually, he had far more important stuff to do today. He's presenting the Medal of Honor to several recipients of Hispanic and Jewish backgrounds that should have received it but didn't due to racial prejudice generations ago. So I completely understand why he wasn't there.
Yeah.
And then the Secretary of Interior was there, and that was a real honor to meet her. And it was a good experience being around all these other people from around the country and just seeing what everybody else is up to.
Mm-hmm. I know you're studying at UM right now. What are your long-term plans, Tristan?
My long-term plans? Someday I'd like to work for a federal agency as a public servant. Watching over or managing or caring for a wilderness area would be my dream job.
Well, I've been speaking with Tristan Persico. Congratulations. You were honored today for your work with the Montana Wilderness Association's Veteran Outreach Program, which is being honored with the White House Champions of Change Program. Thank you for your time, and I hope this doesn't ring hollow, but thank you very much for your service as well.
Thank you, Ed. Have a great day.